The land is calling, Bonfield residents. The township is hosting a public meeting on Tuesday, March 18, to discuss zoning bylaw amendments, and these zoning bylaws apply to all lands within Bonfield. To whittle that down, specific topics will include where travel trailers and RVs can park and for how long. Also on the list is additional dwelling units on one's land. On that note, the use of shipping containers for storage is also on the agenda. Permits and regulations for hunt camps will also be discussed. In a release, Bonfield Municipal staff noted, the township continues to work toward the new official plan that is currently being reviewed by the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing. The zoning bylaw will be reviewed in detail once the new plan is adopted. So now is the time to voice your thoughts on the subject, as the information will be used to revise those zoning bylaws. Plus, there's more. The upcoming town hall meeting will also include a presentation on council's draft strategic plan and the final drafts, not approved yet, of the short-term rental and travel trailers and recreation vehicles by law. Sounds like your kind of town hall? The town is accepting written comments by noon on Monday, March 17. If you'd like to speak at the meeting, send your comment to the clerk and let it also be known that you want to present at the meeting. Each presenter will be allocated 2 minutes. Submit those comments to sow.clerk@bonfieldtownship.com. If you're interested in addressing some of these topics, the town has put together a list of resources to give additional background information. These include links to the proposed bylaws and some minutes from previous meetings where the topics were discussed, and remember, those meetings can also be found on the township's YouTube channel. The town hall takes place at 7 p.m. on March 18 at the Bonfield Community Center at 100 Young Street, Bonfield. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.